There's going to be a lot of attention on the salmon in the Russian River this coming week. While sightings of spawning fish continue to occur in the water itself, a series of upcoming events on dry land will focus on the overall state of the fishery and its adjacent habitat. A public meeting on Thursday morning at the Board of Supervisors chambers will review proposed changes in the way water flows are managed in Dry Creek and the Russian River in accordance with the biological opinion from the National Marine Fisheries Service. Then, more recreationally, the 5th annual Wild Steelhead Festival will happen in and around Healdsburg all the next weekend. Steelhead are one of three kinds of salmon found in the Russian River, along with coho and chinook, and all three are struggling. Brian Hines, a local and national leader with Trout Unlimited, reports that chinook are the healthiest of the three, while coho are just barely holding on.
It got to the point where we had to do a captive breeding program like they did with the California condor, where they had to go out and get the last of the fish to save them and put them in what we call a conservation hatchery. Otherwise, they probably would have gone extinct in the Russian River. They're being raised up to adults and then spawned, and then the fry are being put in restored tributaries of the Russian with good habitat. That's showing some success. They're starting to come back.
That's encouraging, but Hines cautions that the number of returning coho is still quite modest.
It's only in the dozens, maybe. It takes probably 100 fish to be sustainable in a run in a tributary to reproduce and come back successfully. The numbers of coho that are coming back isn't enough to be self-sustaining yet, but they're being found in Dutchbill Creek and Green Valley Creek and Mill Creek and streams with the good habitat. The key is restoring the habitat. If the habitat's there, the fish will come back and thrive as they should.
The numbers are better for steelhead, but Hines notes they are just a fraction of what once made the Russian River an international attraction for sport fishermen.
Our goal is to have a run of 50,000 wild steelhead back in the river like it was in 1968. Right now, we're probably looking at 5,000 to 10,000 fish that are a mixture of hatchery and wild. So we've got a ways to go.
However, questions are being raised about the effectiveness of the hatchery breeding program. Kent McIntosh, a local licensed fishing guide and the conservation chairman for the Redwood Empire chapter of Trout Unlimited, suggests other methods of restocking the river might work better and cost less.
We continue to operate hatcheries here on the Russian River. And I think that adds to the problem. If we were to do some other programs, maybe hatch boxes in the local tributaries, it would be much more productive. We spend millions of dollars on hatchery fish, and our return is less than 2%.
To the extent that things are getting better for the fish, McIntosh and Hines credit the growing number of habitat restoration projects on the Russian and its tributaries. Still, Hines says, it remains a deeply troubled river.
It's probably got more issues than any other river in the state, which is pretty sad because at one time it was the third best steelhead river in the state and was world famous for its wild steelhead run.
The best hope for further improvement, he suggests, may be an ongoing combination of public policy, restoration work, and high-profile fish-themed recreation. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.